from KQED.
Several cities like Huntington Beach and San Luis Obispo have spent millions of dollars on desalination feasibility studies and pilot projects. San Diego has taken the plunge and committed to a contract to buy water from what promises to be the largest desalination plant in the country. Allison St. John of KPBS reports.
San Diego is literally at the end of the pipeline and suffers from a deep-seated fear that in a drought situation, the imported water it relies on could be restricted by the LA-based Metropolitan Water District. That's why San Diego city leaders decided to throw their support behind a proposal from a private developer, Poseidon Resources, to build a desalination plant that would produce 50 million gallons of water a day, enough to supply almost 100,000 homes. Chris Kate of the San Diego Taxpayers Association voiced the undercurrent of concern.
It's a very precarious situation where we are heavily relying on imported water, and we want to be in a position where we can control our own destiny.
Even though imported water is less than half the price of desal, Kate says, it's time to invest in a more secure water future. The cost of desalination has led some big projects to fail after they were built, says Heather Cooley, co-director of the Pacific Institute, a Bay Area nonprofit that researches sustainable development. Their studies cite a major Tampa Bay desal plant that had to cut down its production dramatically because it turned out to be economically unfeasible. Cooley cautioned against entering a contract to buy so much water from the desal plant, enough to satisfy about 7% of San Diego's water needs.
What that then does, it locks the water authority and the region into purchasing among the most expensive water supply options available, and therefore disincentivizes the development of less expensive alternatives, including conservation and efficiency.
Cooley pointed out the 30-year contract is for almost all the water the plant can produce, even if other water is cheaper. But in spite of critics who say conservation and water recycling are cheaper and less energy-intensive alternatives, the Poseidon project was approved with 85% of the vote. Maureen Stapleton, general manager of the San Diego County Water Authority, says their research suggests there'll come a point when desalinated water is cheaper than imported water.
We think it's about 2026, but that's really dependent on what happens with imported water supplies. We all know that the Bay Delta is extremely fragile and is technically broken now, is under strict regulations for how much can be pumped, and depending upon that solution and the cost of that solution, that crossover may be earlier.
Opponents say the contract favors private investors over ratepayers, who are vulnerable to unexpected price hikes, especially if the cost of energy needed for the reverse osmosis process goes up. But Peter McLagan of Poseidon Resources says the contract is designed to protect ratepayers.
The Water Authority doesn't pay for any water until it's produced and delivered into their system, meeting quantity and quality specifications. So if anything goes wrong in the construction phase, the operational phase, cost overruns of any nature are borne by the private sector partner in this relationship, which is Poseidon.
Poseidon's been working on the project for 14 years and has already obtained all the permits to build the plant. McLagan says it could be producing fresh water for the region from the ocean within 4 years. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.